turn time over to the chief budget officer.
Crabby chief budget officer. Sorry. Mr. Chairman, I have advertised for a budget transfer for the amount of $731,444.24, excuse me. And what I've passed out to you is the explanation of that transfer. I have a resolution for you to sign, but the explanation, the bolded numbers are the money that we're putting into the budget. So the unanticipated general revenue of $35,617.47 is broken down as such in that list. So just to run through the list to give you an idea of where the money's come from, county commissioner's consultants, that $6,500 is part of the money that was given to us from the towns for the Sharkey contract for broadband. Clerk of District Court, project employee, they get some restitution from the court, and that's where we put that money at. Courthouse maintenance and property, that's an insurance payment. Courthouse maintenance, the 4-H barn utilities, we get paid some money for the pigs that are in the barn. We get utility money, that's what that is. Detention prisoners board, $125, that's for prisoners board that we got paid for. Communications training, we got a refund of $358. Law enforcement maintenance on vehicles, $18,546,000. We totaled a vehicle, and that's the insurance payment. Road and bridge project, $664, that's for an approach out on the industrial site road from one of the landowners. They put an approach in for Tri-County sanitation, which would be part of the project. They didn't pay us to put the approach in, but to go into the project that Bennett would put the approach in.
So did they, in that case, they didn't pay us, did they pay Bennett?
No, they paid us.
They did pay
we
us.
Will pay Bennett.
Okay, so that's why it has to go through the books as unanticipated.
Yeah.
Got it.
Treatment court, drug supply, and testing, $25.20. That's.
Is that a grant? Refund?
Yeah, that's a refund. Yeah. And then general fund historic survey, $5,000. That was a grant. That's part of the historic preservation group. Depreciation reserve, communications and IT, $20,000. That was for maintenance at the comm center in the sheriff's office. Depreciation reserve, this $28,000, if you remember, equipment, that was the sweeper for the event center at the fairgrounds. Human services, $80,507. That's to cover the expenses that we had for all of the assessment of the critical access hospital stuff. So
does that include Ike Bailey?
This is Ike Bailey. This is Mark Cross. This is ERG. Yep, all that stuff. Blue Room. That's the expense we had last year. Depreciation reserve, senior center facilities, the $12,353. That's the expense that we had for the addition project that we didn't go. And then the last items of $554,962.77 is the unanticipated revenue that's for fire. And this is primarily, in fact, all of it is from what they earned on their fires last year. So we distribute some of that. Okay, so we sent Road and Bridge with a cat to the Cliff Creek fire. We pay those salaries, but then we're reimbursed by the fire for those expenses, as well as road and bridge repairs. That's what we were paid for the use of our equipment, $32,990. The emergency management vehicle maintenance, that $8,000 is for our trailer, the big trailer that was up at during the whole fire for the command center. And then the wildland fire payroll, that's for our firemen. And then the expenses, that's the hour, or the money for our equipment.
Okay.
That we get reimbursed from the Forest Service for the fire. And that's not just the Cliff Rig fire. I think there were five fires that we rolled on last year with manpower or equipment. But I know the ones, the first three, the road and bridge ones and the emergency management were all Cliff Rig fire. So, oh, yeah.
Tom, may I have your resolution?
I always,
yes.
Always have trouble understanding. Some of these are money coming in, and then part of these are money going out, right? We're taking money out of reserves to fund it?
Yeah.
So this bottom number is the balance?
The bottom number is the money that I'm transferring
from
into,
oh, so that's a total
into the
of
budget.
Of black numbers.
Right. Fine. That's all the bolded numbers.
Even though some of it's money in and some of it's money out.
Right.
Well, it just balances.
It balances, yeah. Is what it does. So you have unanticipated revenue. Right. That's the money I anticipate revenue for our budget. And this is money that was not anticipated.
Same with fire revenue.
And the same as fire revenue, except for I have to keep the fire money separate from the general fund money.
Right.
So those are two different accounts. And then these others are commitments that you made for things that were not budgeted.
Right.
So I have to go get that money someplace else. Typically, in a better sales tax year, I would go to sales tax because usually we have extra money in sales tax, so I don't have to hit reserves.
Yeah, that was amazing.
But this year, our sales tax is down.
Yeah.
We anticipated, or we guessed we were going to get $6 million, and we're right at $5 million. So I normally, instead of going back to reserves, I would have gone maybe to someplace where I had additional revenue. But if I'd have known Pilt was going to come in heavy, I'd have taken it from there.
Yeah.
But that was after I'd advertised. So we got our Pilt payment last week, and it was about $400,000 more than we thought. So,
really?
Yeah.
That's the highest bill payments have ever been.
Yeah.
Since the program started. Yeah.
So anyway, Mr. Chairman, that's the... A fleet.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the resolution on the budget transfer.
Second.
That's been moved and seconded. I just need to look at that real quick.
We need the number.
Yeah. Has been moved and seconded that we approve resolution number 17-100312N, a resolution authorizing transfer of county budget funds. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'm going to do some more of my business.
Yeah, but we can, do you want to award your scholarship?
Yeah, I can do that in a split second. And then I think, well, we have boards at.
Yeah, we'll have board appointments.
10:30, that won't take very long.
Gotcha.
All right, moving forward then, we'll go to the award of renewal scholarships for fiscal year 17-18.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, we have already awarded 10 scholarships to seniors in high school to be new college students. And we did that earlier. We did that in April. And then we have also a number of continuing students that we have funded. So these are renewal scholarships. So I'll give you the names of the renewal, the folks that I got applications for that were from who were compliant with the requirements. The requirements are a letter and a 2.5 grade point average. So
did all of them come back in? No.
No.
Okay.
How many did you miss? I mean, how many are missing?
Eight.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we gained some.
Yeah.
I'm back. That's good. Where we're at. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the upcoming seniors, Allison Applin, Amy Massey Lance, and Justin Lee, Tanner Trujillo. The upcoming juniors, Heidi Feck, Riley Ivy, Abby Nelson, Jace Marks, Alexis Sambrano, and Ryan Walton. And then the upcoming sophomores are Alexis Cabrera, Catlin Hetrick, Brina Jones, Rachel Mevshek, and Darby Wolfenden, and Mariah Eaton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got her back in.
Got her back in.
Okay, good deal.
So we'll have a total of 26, actually,
okay,
when we get done, and good. We'll pay for 25 of those.
Good. So we're gaining a little back, and that's probably a good time doing it this time.
Have you had any contact with the ones that didn't re-up?
No.
I wonder how many of them are going to show up here and plead the fifth.
It'll be sad.
It would be sad. The letter that they receive says that they're, we don't, if you don't apply on time.
No, I just, we went through that last year.
With
one guy that come in.
But we,
No, it just is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah. They're adults.
I just wondered.
Yep,
they're adults. Well, and these kids, these kids get it.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for a while, and they understand.
The ones that are reapplying to get it. Yeah.
They understand.
Good deal.
So.
All right, very good.
Yeah, in fact, the second group of kids, the first group of kids, the three that are there, I'm not so sure that two of those three are done.
Hmm.
Because one thing that I'm seeing with a lot of these kids is that these kids are getting it done in 3 years.
They're whipping over and under. They're
doing
well.
They're not going 4 years. They're getting it done in 3 years. And maybe getting part of a master's. So, mm-hmm. But I'm not. Two of these kids, I'm pretty sure, are probably done in 3 years.
Okay.
And then the next group of kids, all of them reapplied. And the kids that were sophomore or that were freshmen last year, we usually lose some there. So.
Let's see if we can get the sheriff back to work here real quick.
Okay.
We'll take him real quick, and then we'll go to board appointments at 10:30.
Do we need a motion on this?
Yes.
Oh, please.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the scholarships as presented by Mary Langford.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded that we award the renewal scholarships for fiscal year 17-18 as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now, we're ready. Sheriff Lear, come on out.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Thanks.
Do I have a helicopter bill?
I called this morning.
Okay.
It's free.
Sorry, there's no more. There's no more money. Sorry.
We're in limbo.
Okay.
Well, wouldn't that be
that
nice?
That was June, so that just means, we don't have to pay that
bill. Yeah, we'll pay June. We're done with that year.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Sheriff.
Thanks. One main thing, and this may have already been addressed in past years, I'm not sure, but just kind of outward thinking for the eclipse, and I don't know if we want to try for rendezvous, but for the county employee parking. As I know in the past, people don't see the signs. And I know with maintenance, they redid the parking lot over here where the county attorney's office used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if we wanted to, if we even can we barricade that off? And
that's the chambers using that for booths.
Yeah.
Oh, are they? Is that full?
Yeah.
Okay. My only concern is employees trying to come to work
right.
And not having anywhere
skateboard
to
park.
Park.
Skateboard
park's always empty.
It's always empty?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there's only about two or three of us that park over there.
Okay.
Maybe just let them know that's available over
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then Ken is here this morning. So we had our meeting with the Search and Rescue Board last week for reimbursements, and they reimbursed us for everything. The equipment that was damaged during the missions and all of the missions minus the, and we ended up not submitting it, but when we went down to, was it Daggett or Bonneville?
Daggett.
Daggett County to assist with the boat.
Yeah.
They did not reimburse us for that. However, they have since, legislation has passed a bill that will allow search and rescue operations in the state of Wyoming to go out of state and get reimbursed for those. So as of March March 30th, anything out of state will be reimbursed as well.
So it wasn't before?
It was not before, no.
So did that operation, did they find what they were looking for?
They ended up finding the gentleman, yes. Yep, they did.
That's good.
Yeah, it was several, two or three weeks after.
It was about a month after, yeah. We did just some fishermen.
We didn't find him with our side scan.
No, unfortunately. So, yeah, so that's all I had, unless there are any questions.
Questions for the sheriff, gentlemen?
I guess one question has to do with the eclipse, and it had to do with the letter that Joe, you forwarded about the water in the town. Have you checked with the town of Marlton, Big Piney, and...
Yep, and so Mayor Jones has already indicated they have plenty of facilities, plenty of water to handle that. I haven't heard anything from the town of Marlton or Big Piney. I don't think they will be impacted as much.
But I don't know if they got that communique.
Yeah.
I can get that to Sam Bixler or to both of the mayors.
That'd be good, just to make sure. You'll get that to both mayors. Mayor Jones isn't worried about water. He's worried about illegal dumping of sewage. And I don't know if M&M has any portable type of containers that they can use for RV guys. I don't know.
And that's why I was taking a heads up to South County, because I know they have one dumping station. They may have two.
Right. I was at that DOT meeting, and they said that they've pretty much acquired every porta potty within 100 miles of Jackson, so I'll bet you ours are going there.
Right, well, I'm not thinking porta potties, I'm thinking of a big cistern, perhaps, for an RV dump. Maybe we ought to just talk to Ryan and just see if that's a possibility. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
I think Jim Mitchell's done all that stuff.
Would
you like
to? He was included on that email.
Okay.
I just forwarded it to everybody I could think of.
I would think that the town should open up their dumping for public use at that.
Well, he was saying that they only have one spot, and I don't know. He was saying there was a problem with just the one spot. But anyway. Okay.
And if you can entertain it, I think Search and Rescue has some. Information on the last search.
Okay.
If you have time.
Come on up. Ken.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you guys okay with that?
Yeah.
No, what I have is, I have with me, number one, Chris Arrows. I'd like to introduce you guys to. He's our team lead for the Swiftwater team. So, you know, it was a very integral part of that rescue we had last week. But the big thing is obviously saying thank you again for supporting, you know, all the efforts that we do. And we've got some footage I'd love to show you guys.
Great. Look at it. So, I'd like to see it.
In the footage, I spoke with Mariano briefly last week. What's the best way of, can we get it up on the big screen there?
Have you got it on a jump drive?
I do.
Oh, there you go. You can put it.
I brought a laptop too, just in case. Sure.
Sometimes there's a plug-in right on the TV.
Yeah, it's this big fancy thing. I know it's like mine.
But I don't even know where.
There's a...
It's like in the middle up there.
Up in the top.
It's totally non-accessible for sure.
Your HDMI cable right here.
It should be right there.
Oh, okay. They're going to plug it right in.
Jam it in there and plug it around.
You rock star.
Okay. I'll put this away.
They got to find the remote, though, for the TV.
I don't even know how to turn it on.
I know. Okay, then.
Where's the remote?
That was a miraculous story.
You're never going to accomplish that without the remote. So.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, the next.
Where is the remote?
Sometimes.
Any idea?
You could gather around my laptop. But.
How many do you want? Is it a Sony?
Hopefully it's a Sony.
There you go.
It's an outdoor.
Yep.
I don't know what
the cheap is.
There we go.
Here's
okay. Now, the next phase.
If we can just get it to recognize the...
How about...
Let me see.
There we go.
Oh, recognized it.
HDMI. You got to change it over to the...
go to mode.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Hang on, please wait.
Do we want to do something else while they're
I was going to say, I could kind of fart with this. There's input.
Yeah, input.
Well, let's go to board appointments then.
Sorry, guys.
While we're getting it to...
You and Chris are very
happy. And what do you guys have, like, maybe right after lunch? Because I could mess with it during lunch.
We're leaving.
We're done.
I'll just sit over here.
You mess with that for a minute.
Yes.
And let's go to our board appointments.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, we advertised for 3 weeks for board appointments. We have appointments this time of the year as well as in January. And the list that I have is we have 1 3-year term for the museum board. The term that is up is Van Huffman's term, and Van has reapplied.
Okay. And just one?
Yeah, just one.
Okay. That's easy enough.
Can you take them individually?
Let's take them individually unless you see that there's a...
I don't care. That's
okay.
Fine.
Mr. Chairman, I move we reappoint Van Huffman to the three-year term on the museum board.
Second. It has been moved and seconded that we reappoint Van Huffman to the vacant seat on the museum board. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, then the library is a little confusing because we have 3 seats. The first one is a full 3-year term, and that seat is currently held by Rachel Wexler, and she has reapplied for that seat.
Okay.
Motion to accept that application.
Second.
It had been moved and seconded that we reappoint Rachel Wexler for the library board position, full-time library board position. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, then there are 2 unexpired 2-year terms on the library board because we've had 2 resignations, and I only have 1 application for one of those, and that application is from Carolyn Elliott.
Okay. All right, once again, pretty simple then.
Work.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. So, how much is left on this unexpired?
2 years.
Oh, that's just okay. The terms are normally 3.
Yep.
So, 1 year's used up.
Yep.
Motion.
Motion to approve Carolyn Elliott for the part-time position.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we approve Carolyn Elliott for 1 unexpired term on the library board. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, so that'll leave a vacancy for 1 2-year.
Yeah.
Okay. And we may get some folks late on that. I don't know. The next one is for 2 3-year terms on the Planning and Zoning Commission. And I have the 2 terms that are expiring are Dennis Seip and Jim Huntley. I have letters from both of them as well as from Ken Marincik. And that's that.
And Dennis Seip and Jim Huntley are reapplying.
Yes.
Okay.
We need a motion, Andy.
Yes, we do.
I'll make a motion to reappoint Jim Huntley and Dennis Seip.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we reappoint Dennis Seip and Jim Huntley to the 2 3-year terms on the planning and zoning. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, then we had a resignation on the recreation board, if you'll recall. So I have an unexpired 2-year term on the rec board, and I have 2 applicants. I have Monty Bolgiano, who has applied several times, and I have Alan Blackburn, who I believe has applied a couple times too.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
So
one slot, 2 applicants. Sid, do you want to know what happened with your board?
Sure.
Yeah.
Carolyn Elliott.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. One applicant.
Just one.
Yep. And we put that one in, so you're still minus a board member.
Okay. Got it. So when's the deadline extended?
Whenever something shows
up. Whenever we can get another applicant.
Okay. I can work on that.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we got Rachel.
Okay.
Rachel and then Carolyn Elliott.
Okay.
Was the other one.
Yeah.
All right.
So. Right. Yeah. My apologies.
So you know what I think happened, Andy? I think people heard that the commissioners were threatening to put all those applicants we used to have for the board on other boards.
Oh, okay. I see. That's what happened. Okay. I get it. I'm with up to date now. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, Sid. So, is anybody? Oh, you haven't had a chance to look at them yet. No. Have one over the other. I'd be inclined to put Monty in there.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move we appoint Monty Bolgiano.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we appoint Monty Bolgiano to the unexpired 2-year term on the rec board. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
And then last, Mr. Chairman, I have 2 3-year terms on the golf committee, and I have no applicants. So that's that.
That was easy. Okay, thank you.
Who wants to be on the golf committee? Nobody, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all right. Yep. Okay, I guess we'll just see if any other applications come.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Madam Clerk. Come on up, Sheriff. Can I?
Can I, Chris? Mr. Chair, we're aboard. Thanks, Tom. Now what I do.
So, you know, you guys have all heard all the, I'm hoping you've all heard all the hoopla, you know, thanks to Pine Dell Roundup for the incredible write-up. I think that painted a pretty good picture. That was probably one of the scariest and, you know, and scariest rescues we've done, just not knowing.
And amazing that he come out in one piece.
Exactly.
My gosh.
You know, all the factors of, you know, just surviving the Maytag as far as the, you know, the damage that would have, could have, should have been done. The wife having self-service when she did, just everything worked out.
Wow.
And, you know, and again, that's just, you know, a big thank you to you guys for, you know, the money with the helicopter.
Where were they from?
They're locals.
Right here.
They're locals.
They're
okay.
Locals. Yeah. Us being able to have a backup to a backup to a backup gave us a few options. And once, you know, Chris and his team got on scene and saw just how dangerous it was nice to know that we did have the short haul available. And, man, that's, you know, obviously sped the recovery or the rescue up. So I tried to number these a little bit. So here's a pretty good shot from above. Oh, shoot. Anyway, that's him on that rock in that red circle there.
Oh, wow.
So that was a good shot on a flyover from above just to see what was up.
Is that how he was located? Was just flying up the creek?
Yeah. Partially. After she had called 911, then, you know, another kudos to Boulder Lake Lodge, their Wrangler crew. A couple of them happened to just be riding by, and so they were able to stay with her. We had a couple deputies and a highway patrolman that went in early, and then they were able to identify two. But for us, the first eyes on was from above, yes.
How far up Boulder Canyon from the lodge?
A little over 3 miles.
Okay, it weighs up there.
Yeah, so it wasn't going to be quick, you know. And so had we had to just walk all of our gear and everything like that, it would have been such a prolonged rescue. We would not have gotten it done before dark. You know, that we knew daylight was against us there. So, yeah, this was a huge factor. And so there's a picture of Cody. Cody Wilson was the SAR member that was actually inserted. He was a member of both Swiftwater and Short Haul team. So it worked out perf, him feeling, you know, well, he was extremely qualified to be able to hit on both of those there. I had these all in order, but obviously they didn't come pop up that way. There's after the fact. That's Cody there in the red. I'm trying to help disrobe him. Extremely hot. Wow.
It was a big screen TV.
Wow. Yeah, I'm so glad that worked out. Shoot. There's a still picture of them leaving the rock. We may just go straight to the video. Now that I'm going to send to Boulder Lake Lodge. Now that's a Wrangler crew. Not often do you see them loaded down with that kind of pack. But yeah, he helped haul a lot of the equipment back out.
So to make a point about that, you see those are flippers, we were ready to go in to swim if need be.
Yep.
That was plan C. But
yeah, we were able to took 3 trips with the helicopter to kind of get all the guys in there for them to assess and start.
Did you have to get a Highline, Chris, or
do we build one?
Yes.
No.
You'd, okay.
Time was against us. Uh-huh. He was already in the shade. And what's the temperature of the water? So what's the temperature of the rock he's sitting on?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It was one of those that, you know, obviously like most of the creek still at that time, everything was blown out of its bank so bad. And so finding a good edge. And of course, the guys were all inserted on like the north side of the river. And so then now to get half the team on the other side, so you could tie the lines and have people, that was, and that's when I think their decision-making of this probably isn't the smartest method is to get in the water to try to go get them.
The impressive part about this is there's 3 different ways we could have gone in after this guy or got him off the rock. We had the 6 people that were there on scene. With those 6 people, we had the talent and skill to do that, which to me is truly awesome.
Yeah. So the planning ahead of time. Boulder Lake was great as far as they quickly got all the horses out of that pasture there for us, and let's use that as an LZ.
So if I could say anything, this takes a lot of training. I mean, some of us have over 200 hours of volunteer time a year, and you can't pull off or perform at that level without training at a greater level. And it takes time and dedication and talent, mm-hmm. But Mike, takes a lot of money to pay to do this kind of stuff. So I just want to say thank you to you guys for giving us what it takes to train as hard as we do, so when this type of mission comes up, we can pull it off and go home with our patients and us. And the one thing that kind of got me out of this was, I read an article online the other day where people are packing inflatable rafts into the winds, lightweight 5-pound rafts. You blow them up and you can go kayak those rivers up there. This is a new sport. This is starting. So this is, wow, I think.
Is that how this happened?
No, he fell in the water. But what I'm getting at is I can see this isn't the end.
Sure. You know, we all knew that this probably was going to happen with this high water. We've all been nervous for it. But to me, now is when I'm more nervous. Well, and we've got, you know, the Boy Scouts are here in full force now.
Yeah.
But mainly, now that the waters are going down, people are going to want to start getting in the water. But it's still not safe. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be safe for a little bit.
Well, thank you for what you guys do to allow us to.
Oh, man. Still can't show you the,
well, thank
the
you for
video.
Okay.
I really want you guys, and sometimes maybe I'll just email it to you.
So please.
You can watch on your own.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
we've got please. A picture of him actually extricating off of the rock and then landing back by the ambulance. So I apologize for this.
Email us the video.
So
kudos to you guys.
Yep.
Well, thanks.
And thank you for making appropriate use of the funding.
Good work.
Put yourself in a position to do what you do. That's important.
Yeah.
So.
You're welcome. Thank you.
The training was timely on this, right?
You know, and it was either we jinxed ourselves or we were completely prepared for it. Because, we had short hauled earlier. And then those guys had been on the water all day, actually.
Yeah, this was Sunday. So Friday they short haul trained. Sunday morning we were swift water training. And then 2 hours later this came in.
Hmm.
It was a chain of events that were.
Yeah.
So, we don't know if that was good or bad. So
how long from the 911 call till you had him in the suit?
It was 4 hours.
4 hours.
It was 4 hours, from when she made the call to when we landed at the ambulance. Or actually, from when you guys start picking him up off the rock, it was a four-hour period. So again, you take a guy that was in just shorts, T-shirt, cold water. Now he's on that rock.
Late afternoon.
Shock was totally setting in. So, it was.
You couldn't hear much out there. You're screaming.
Oh, I'll bet.
I can hear him moaning and groaning. I was like, time to step it up.
Wow. Well, good job.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks
you
for
coming
up, Chris.
Sorry about that.
No, that's perfect. Thank you. Tom, why don't you start the vouchers? Well, actually, wait just a second on that one. We need to go into executive session to discuss personnel.
Make a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
So it has been moved and seconded that we go into executive session to discuss personnel. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Sorry, Dad.
I meant
to. Shut just that down.